Reassurance from the White House. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president's decision to deploy 3,000 U.S. troops in Europe is meant as reassurance to allies amid Russia's massive troop buildup near Ukraine's border.
A lot of our NATO partners have done something, taken a similar step. In fact, five other of our NATO allies have taken steps. The United Kingdom, France, Spain, Denmark, and the Netherlands have all said they have the intent to deploy additional forces to reinforce NATO's eastern flank.
President Biden has said he will not send troops into Ukraine. This deployment sends 2,000 troops from North Carolina to Poland and Germany and moves 1,000 from Germany to Romania, while the U.S. and NATO also continue to press Russia for a diplomatic solution. President Biden has formed a new cancer cabinet as part of a renewed effort to cut down on the number of cancer deaths in the U.S., building on the cancer moonshot he headed up for President Obama as vice president. And he's urging Americans who've been putting off cancer screenings during the pandemic to get them now. It's not clear yet how long a U.S. lawmaker who suffered a stroke will be out of Washington. New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan is a freshman Democrat.
Our thoughts, our prayers, our most fervent well wishes go out to Ben Ray and his family.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he was relieved to hear Lujan is expected to make a full recovery, but for now, the Democrats have lost their working control of the evenly divided Senate. A federal prosecutor just announcing that four men are now charged in the overdose death of The Wire actor Michael K. Williams. The charges stemming from distribution of fentanyl-laced heroin. The September death of Williams, who was 54, was initially ruled an accident by the New York City Medical Examiner. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thousands of people remain evacuated in North Carolina because of a fire still burning at a fertilizer plant.
The fire was first reported at a fertilizer plant called Winston Weaver Monday night, but the risk of an explosion remained high because there were 600 tons of ammonium nitrate inside the plant. Thousands of people living in a one-mile radius were told to evacuate their homes as a precaution. Trey Mayo is the city's fire chief.
When I learned how much ammonium nitrate was on site last night, I felt as uneasy at a fire scene as I've ever felt in 33 years in this business.
The fire department was letting the fuel burn off before moving in to put it out completely. While the cause was not known, no injuries were reported and all 36 employees at the plant have been accounted for.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The fate of disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti is now in the hands of a jury. He's charged with wire fraud and identity theft, accused of stealing $300,000 in book proceeds from now former client Stormy Daniels. Avenatti was already convicted in an extortion case involving Nike. He still has to serve more than 2 years in prison for that. Quite a mixture of styles in this year's nominees for Rock Royalty.
17 artists and groups are nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2022. Among the first-time nominees, Dolly Parton, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, and a tribe called Quest. Several have been considered before. Rage Against the Machine, Pat Benatar, Dionne Warwick, Carly Simon, Judas Priest, and Beck. Other nominees on the list are Kate Bush, Devo, Eurythmics, Fela Kuti, MC5, and the New York Dolls. Voting is done by more than 1,000 artists, historians, and members of the music industry. The Rock Hall will announce the inductees in May with an induction ceremony planned for later this year.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. An hour to the close, the Dow up 231. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.